Hey there, Patty Dominguez here. Thank you for joining me on episode 101. Yeah, 101. And today's episode is about a chronic issue that I see happen all too often, where you are literally leaving money on the table, like easy money, so to speak, leaving it on the table because of this one thing. How's that for creating curiosity? Okay, so before we go into this awesome show that I'm about to drop, do not forget the cafe call is this week, thecafecall.com. Cafe standing for not just my love for coffee, but cafe stands for corrective action, faster earnings. So it is a call, an ask me anything style Zoom call, where you can ask your questions alongside a whole host of entrepreneurs that maybe are suffering from random acts of marketing, or perhaps they're just stuck and thinking like, okay, how do I get unstuck? One of the best things you can do is head on over to thecafecall.com. And the best part is it's complimentary. We had great discussions every single month. And in fact, one of the strategies that I shared last month, people were just like, oh my God, this is so awesome. It's easy to do. What happens is when people get this new idea, they grab it and go, and it turns into something new, an asset that they can create for themselves, a way to engage with their premium prospect, a way to carry the message out further. So if you are looking for those kind of strategies, because let's face it, even though somebody else is asking what is that they can do for their business, there are some tips in there that you can apply into your own business. So it is such a win-win. It is one of my favorite ways to connect with fellow entrepreneurs and really help move the ball forward for you. And again, that can be found at thecafecall.com. It is happening this week, and in fact, is something I do every single month as an act of INI, the reciprocity of life, which is a beautiful philosophy that was taught to me by the amazing mentor, Jim Fortin, and I pass it on every single month to you, thecafecall.com. Okay, and with that, let's get on with the show because this one is going to be good. You ready? I am. All right, let's go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right. Hey, girl. Hey. This episode is about how you're leaving money on the table. And dare I ask, why, pray tell? I see it all too often. Reminds me of a story. I met with this prospective client. It was this guy, and this is a few years back, and he was working in the real estate industry as a coach, and it was fascinating because he was hosting people for a 10-week program on how to buy commercial properties, I think it was, and he was doing really well. And so in one of the exploratory conversations that we had, I said, okay, so tell me more about what happens after the 10 weeks. And he's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, what happens after these people, the 10 weeks that they've had this transformation with you? And he's like, well, yeah, they get transformation. And then I said, well, then what are you offering next? And he's like, nothing. And I said, literally, that is like giving somebody the worst case of blue balls ever. What? I was like, that's crazy. I said, you have to have a next offer. And that is the premise. No, not the blue balls. That is the premise of this episode, is what is your next offer that you're offering? Because many, many times I see over and over again that we craft our offers, the initial offers, whether it's a course, a group coaching, a coaching package, whatever it is. Then what happens is people are like, okay, thanks, bye. No, that is a perfect opportunity to create further engagement with them so that they are primed for the what's next. Let me give you some data here so that you understand that this isn't just me speaking here. This is like been fully vetted. On average, loyal customers are worth up to 10x as much as their first purchase, according to Marketing Tech Blog. Here's another one. It can cost 5 times more to acquire new customers than to keep current ones, according to the National Law Review. 5 times more. Here's another one. A 5% increase in customer retention can increase a company's profitability by 75%, according to eConsultancy. Another one, 82% of companies agree that retention is cheaper to execute than acquisition. So here's the deal. Most people, most solopreneurs, companies, small business owners, etc., they focus on the acquisition, the lead acquisition. Like, how many leads did I get? I'm trying to grow my list. Give me leads. When you're literally sitting on a gold mine around the customers that have already converted. And by converted, I mean that have taken the time to listen to your message, to connect with what you have to say, to trust you, to like you, to trust you, I should say, KLT, no like and trust. They like you enough to trust you to pull out their credit card and invest in your product or service. And then the big gap that is existing right now is that we as entrepreneurs are not moving the needle forward beyond that initial purchase, beyond the initial investment. Okay, did you know that the average repeat customer spends 67% more in 31 to 36 months with a business than 0 to 6 months? My whole point here is saying that people will gladly reinvest with you. In fact, my understanding is that they are 11 times more likely to invest with you again. And yet, here we go. After your product or service is over, they walk away. And guess what? They're just going to buy what they need from someone else. Why would you let them walk away when you've earned enough trust to be seen as the trusted advisor? So this is a concept from J. Abraham, where he talks about the goal here is to become a trusted advisor for your clients, right? That is a coveted position where you have influence. And when you have influence, you can guide them into the what's next. And by that, I mean your product or service, your coaching program, your coaching one-on-one program is leading them to the what's next, meaning they have a new opportunity to engage with you. So my call to action back to you is, what are you crafting beyond that initial engagement that is going to continue that conversation, the interaction, the investment with you? Because the opportunity here goes well beyond just that initial purchase. And the opportunity as well is to extend that lifetime value. Not enough people are focused on lifetime value. They're focused solely on lead acquisition. And lead acquisition, as you heard here in the few examples I gave, is exponentially more expensive than keeping a customer. And so keeping a customer is where it's at. Okay? So it's just really gold. So really ask yourself, take a look at the client roster that you have, and really, it's just as simple as this, the client roster that you have, and say, well, how many of these are repeat customers? How many of them have bought from me again and again? Or is it one time and I've let them go cold, or one time and then they walked out the door and I haven't seen them in a bit? Well, this could be an opportunity for you to reignite engagement, to reach out to them and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. I have something new and this and that. You can reintroduce an offer, reignite that engagement, the connection, so that they can reengage with you. So it's not too late if these people have walked out the door, so to speak. It is definitely not too late. It's time for you to create a campaign, some kind of a promotion that reignites that flame so that they're primed for a new offer, so that you're helping them. Because I promise you, one of the concepts that a mentor of mine said, he's like, listen, if you are not offering them what they need, they're just going to get it from someone else. So you might as well get used to making offers consistently all the time. So this is my ask to you, is take a look at the inventory of what you have to offer. And if your clients are engaging with you and they've had a positive experience, hopefully yes, because you have delivered on the promise, you have earned their trust even further, you become a trusted advisor. And again, that trusted advisor status is so coveted. And in fact, another kind of side ripple effect advantage of becoming a trusted advisor is you can really leverage word of mouth. I mean, word of mouth is a primary factor behind 20 to 50% of all purchasing decisions, according to advisory firm McKinsey. So these are metrics that have been validated and proven to be the case. So listen, it's so important. It's so important for you to take a look at your client roster, sell to them again, and ask yourself intuitively, like, what's next? What can I offer them next that they need at this moment? You have that moral responsibility. Okay. And so with that, this is just a quick show just to prompt you to say, don't leave money on the table, because if you are, you're really missing the boat and you're making it actually more expensive and more difficult for yourself than it needs to be. Okay. End of rant. I'm off my soapbox. I hope you all are doing super well. And as always, if you are looking for strategies on how to move your business forward, because the three things that I have discovered that are key success factors is positioning your business so that you can stand out like a category of one, creating that white space where there is no competition, where you're making it irrelevant. The secondary part of that is having the proper systems. When you have systems, you have clarity. And when you have clarity, you have confidence. And then the last part is community. There is nothing better than having a community that is standing with you, rallying with you, celebrating with you, helping you to move the ball forward. And all of those three things that I just mentioned are just the key highlights of what you can find in Prolific Cafe. Prolific Cafe is a beautiful community, female-only entrepreneurs who are growing together. And again, you can find all those three things. And to claim your trial to Prolific Cafe, head on over to prolificcafe.com, where we discuss these types of strategies so that you are growing your business consistently and it's a business that you love. All right. And with that, hope you all are doing so well. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.